Between April 22 and 24, Portugal and Brazil will once again hold the summit meeting between the two countries in a long-awaited resumption after a six-year hiatus. And on April 24, at Belo's Palace, Chico Buarque will receive the CAMES Award from the hands of the new President of Brazil and the President of the Portuguese Republic, an award postponed during the entire Bolsonaro presidency. The delivery will be made jointly by two presidents who, while not sharing the same ideological spectrum, share the democratic camp. The symbolism of refusing to hand over, to one of Brazil's great artists, the greatest prize in Portuguese literature, established in 1988, the year of the symbolic citizen constitution in Brazil, is a good summary of the Bolsonaro government's relationship with culture and its worldview. A small and petty people. And the Bolsonaro government is an unequivocal example of the world extreme right, publicly celebrated in Portugal by its local representatives. Attention, it bears repeating. This is the extreme right, not the right. Engaged resentment, or at best incautiousness, works to normalize them as right by trying to include them within the Overton window. Don't be intimidated and call it by its name. Far right, I learned in the Bolsonaro years in Brazil how important this detail is, since a bitch of fascism is always in heat, Bertolt Brecht. In revisiting the past to learn from it, we return to 1973, the year Chico Buarque released the song Fado Tropical. Nola Fazia was making a social critique of the moment in which Brazil found itself, which had then entered the most acute phase of its dictatorship, and Portugal, which had already been under Salazar's regime for decades. We were two sister nations living under regimes of exception, and it was the same Chico Buarque using the brilliance of his art as a bridge of affection between the two countries. Hi, this land will still fulfill its ideal, will yet become the immense Portugal I. This land will still fulfill its ideal, will yet become an immense Portugal I. This land will still fulfill its ideal, it will still become the colonial empire. As fate would have it, a year after Chico's song was released, Portugal came out of dictatorship with the Carnation Revolution, and what was a criticism became a breath of hope for those who defended democracy. Brazil needed to come out of its dictatorship and become an immense Portugal. And so Portugal served as inspiration and example for Brazil, but the path was long and painful. We only had free elections for president in 1989, with the promulgation of the citizen constitution. Back to the present. Today it is Brazil that finds itself in a position to serve as an example, unfortunately negative but no less relevant for that, of the risks that a far-right government represents for national institutions and, especially, for Portugal's place in the world. The auspicious possibility of Portugal being reborn as a global cultural hub, stimulating sectors linked to creativity, is definitely not in dialogue with the nativist vision of this arch. In the same way that a Salazarist Portugal would never have that space in the world. Portugal is a conservative, paternalistic and God be praised backward country, a term that I consider more flattering than pejorative, wrote the dictator to the Coca-Cola director in Europe to explain why the drink could not be had in Portugal. Neither Coca-Cola, nor Playboy. I remember that the first time I came to Portugal, in 1990, you could still feel the effects of those winds here. The distance from Lisbon to Paris was much more intense. Lisbon seemed to live in a previous time. Web Summit would not arrive in this Lisbon. In Brazil, as co-founder of the Vivative Politics Institute, I had the opportunity to follow very closely the whole process of sedimentation of Bolsonarism as an electoral force, months before the 2018 Brazilian elections.